people you knew for a woman school teacher?
No.
They ever referred to her as anything else? School mom or anything like that?
No. I never heard that.
All right. Now let's see if we can get this one. Do you know what the name of a barrel maker is? A barrel.
Cupper.
What is it?
Cupper.
All right. Now, would you say that for me slowly, loudly, and slowly, please?
Cupper.
All right, now just say it regularly.
Cupper.
Okay. What would a preacher that's not really trained be called? That is, one that doesn't have a regular church, a regular pulpit, and he preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else.
Jack Leg.
What do you call him?
Jack Leg.
Okay. Do you call him just a jack leg, or do you say
jack leg? Jack Leg preacher.
All right. Would you use that expression, jack leg, about anybody else?
No, ma'am. I don't.
Have you ever heard it used referring to anyone else?
No, ma'am.
All right. You wouldn't use it then for, let's say, a carpenter that you wouldn't trust too much. You wouldn't say a jackleg carpenter or anything like that.
No, ma'am.
Or with a lawyer or doctor or anyone else.
No.
All right. You just use it for a jackleg
yeah,
preacher.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you, jackleg?
It's a preacher. You know, he don't really go out and preach like other preachers, wherever he can get to preach. I don't think there's really no preacher. Because then when they leave the church and thing, they out there with the rest of the people. So I don't.
So you don't think they're too different from the
no,
other people?
No, ma'am.
I know what you mean. I think there used to be more of this sort of people, though, don't you? Because they had to have other work.
It did, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Did you ever have any of this type in your church?
Yes, we just got rid of a jack leg preacher.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know all about that term then, don't you, Lucille?
Yeah.
What relation would... Now, you're going to refer to my relative this time.
Yeah.
And you would... What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your auntie.
Pardon me?
Your auntie.
Okay. Now with some more names, Lucille, what is the name of, happens to be the wife of Abraham, but it's also, there's also a lady down at the plant with the same name as this.
Sarah.
All right. If, another name, please, if you're, let's see, this is for an uncle now, and this is William. Now, if your father had a brother by that name, you would call him?
Uncle William.
Now, this is John. And if your father had a brother by that name, you would call him?
Uncle John.
Now, we're going to talk about a man named Lee. And he was the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia. What was his name?
General Lee.
What is it?
General Lee.
All right. Now, who is the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, Lucille?
Colonel Sanders.
All right. Colonel?
Colonel Sanders.
All right. We know him through the poultry place, don't we? And also through the restaurant right near us.
Yes.
Up here in Jonesboro.
Yeah.
That good old Kentucky Fried Chicken, huh?
Yeah, right.
What do you call a man in charge of a ship? We don't have many ships around here, but what would you if we did have?
Captain.
All right. Would you?